in the opener last week against Marysville. They won at Wamego on Tuesday, 55-37. Royal Valley, fourth-year head coach, and Chris Brown, they're off to a 2-0 start as well, but they had a ton of turnover from a team that won 24 of 26 games a year ago and got all the way to the 3A state championship game. They lost to Heston in the title game. Five new starters. They lost five senior starters that averaged 65 points per game. And although this Panthers team has won their first two games, it is going to be an interesting season once we really get into it to see how good this Panthers team is going to be despite all the loss that they had from their state championship run a year ago. In the Blue Jays, number three in Class 3A, 18-5 a year ago, and arguably the favorite here to win the Big Seven in 2022-2023. Let's dive into tonight's starting lineups. Again, thanks for listening here on KNZA 103.9, also on the Sabetha channel. We're live at nfcsports.net. Well, let's start with Royal Valley. The Panthers here at home, again, 2-0, coming off a win over Jeff West on a Tuesday night, 57-35, also a win last Friday against Jackson Heights. Trayson Murata, a 5'10 senior, the leading scorer at 12 points per game, or correction, the second leading scorer at 12 points per game. Aiden McKenzie's a 5'9 junior, averaging 3 points per game. Daniel Coleman, a 6'2 senior at 6.5 points per game. Preston Ross, a 6'4 senior at 8 points and 5 rebounds per game. And through two games, the leading scorer and rebounder is 6'2 junior Ian Torres, who's averaging 15 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. So again, for Chris Brown, fourth year at the helm for Royal Valley, who's had a great, great run through his first three seasons here at Royal Valley. Again, might be his toughest coaching task to date with the amount of talent that he lost a year ago. So again, Royal Valley, Murata, McKenzie, Coleman, Ross, and Torres. For the Blue Jays and Scott Berger in his final year after now 33 years as head coach for the Blue Jays, announcing prior to the season it was going to be his final go-around, and certainly a team that has a chance to make a run here in 3A. Blue Jays off to a 2-0 start, coming off the win over Wamego on Tuesday. They'll go like this. Matt Garber, a 6-foot senior and leading scorer for the Blue Jays at 16 points per game. Noel Niehuis, the 6'3 senior guard at 2 points and 4 rebounds per game. Marcus Baumann, the 5'11 junior in the backcourt. Baumann at 6 points per game. And the forwards down low, it starts with Christian McAfee, a 6'3 junior, 14 points and 8 rebounds per game. And then Davis Roque, all-league a year ago, the 6'6 senior, 12.5 points. He is the leading rebounder for the Blue Jays, 9.5 rebounds per game. So again, for Scott Berger and company, it is Garber, Niehuis, Baumann, Roque, and McAfee. As we're just moments away from the opening tip-off here, again, the Blue Jays, 18 wins, 5 losses a year ago. They lost in the sub-state title game to Royal Valley by just 1 point. So the thing for the Blue Jays last year, they were 11-3. They tied for second place in the Big 7. They had 5 losses. 3 of those were to Royal Valley.
Yeah, and you think about some of these guys on Sabetha, talked about the Sabetha girls and how much experience the girls on their team have. The Sabetha boys, a lot of these guys were on varsity even as sophomores. They were suiting up whether they played or not. So they've been there. They've done it. And you saw it last year, just what they were able to accomplish. Hey, who knows? Obviously, Royal Valley was kind of their Achilles heel last year. But Royal Valley, they were a really good squad. Well, Sabetha, they're kind of the Royal Valley this year if you look at the Big 7 league.
Yeah, no doubt that Royal Valley has the most turnover by far in the league this year. And they are 2-0 so far, but again, going to be interesting to see how the Panthers play out. We'll have a tough one tonight here at home against Sabetha. National Anthem is coming up next. We'll step aside, come back, and get you the tip-off of our nightcap. It's the boys' game, Sabetha and Royal Valley. Tip-off is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive, just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 ton, 3/4 ton. That's bail beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
In the mortgage industry, we're seeing higher interest rates, which can lead to borrowers having a higher than expected payment.
That's Ryan Bufford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
One way to curb that higher expense is to possibly look at an adjustable rate mortgage. And when done correctly, it could lead to interest rate savings versus a typical 30-year fixed loan.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Just moments away from the opening tip-off of our nightcap, the boys' contest between Sabetha and Royal Valley. Brandon Tamman, Logan Bitterman, Trenton Craxner, Colin Feldkamp all with you tonight here on KNZA, our game of the week, also on the Sabetha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports at mscsports.net. Again, prior to the break, talking a little bit about Scott Berger, the head coach for Sabetha, 33 years now at the helm, and as announced again, this is his final season. But how about the turnaround from 2 years ago, 3-18, last year, 18-5, they bring back 98% of its production, but they have only played seven players in each game. Depth could be an issue down the road, but boy, those seven are pretty darn good.
Yeah, and I talked about it. I was talking to you, Brandon. You look at the size. How many teams are going to be able to size up against the best of the season? Wamego had some pretty good size. The best they overcame that one. Marysville, they're about equal. The best they overcame that game. Obviously, it was a little bit close. Closer, obviously, the first game of the season. Sabetha didn't really have much of a break because they made it to sub-state football.
Right.
So you only have about a week to a week and a half to really practice for that game. But Sabetha boys, they got some big dreams this season, and they've already got two games out of the way. This is just going to be another stepping stone. The biggest thing for the Sabetha boys, you got to stay out of foul trouble.
The one thing about this game tonight is the tip-off is won and controlled by Sabetha. Blue Jays brought back 98% of its production. Yeah. Royal Valley made it all the way to the state title game last year. They lost everybody. So it's certainly two different storylines for these teams coming in, but both are off to 2-0 starts. Sabetha quickly works it inside. A layup is short, but an offensive rebound is put up and in by Christian McAfee. And just like that, the height coming into play, an offensive rebound and stick back for McAfee makes it a 2-0 advantage for the Blue Jays, 30 seconds in. Now the Panthers, their first offensive possession, they beat Jeff Weston at Tuesday night, 57-35, and a three from the right corner is good by Daniel Coleman. His first three of the year, he's now 1 of 8 from downtown, and the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. McAfee left side, it is Davis Roque with the basketball, hands it off to Matthew Garber. Garber, unanimous All-League a year ago, averaging 16 points per game through the first two. Here's Marcus Bauman bouncing it inside. This is McAfee. Turns, kicks. Garber now. An entry pass inside. Shot is up no good by Niehaus, but a whistle and a foul.
That was good possession by Niehaus. Excuse me. Pitted him deep. Then you just got to turn around and score. You're going to get fouled more than likely, and he gets benefited with two free throw attempts here. It'll be his first two on the year.
Tracy Murata picks up the foul. That is his first. Noel Niehaus. First free throw of the season. Knocks it in. 2 points, 4 rebounds per game through the first couple. Ties the game at 3-3. A minute two into the first. Chance to give Sabetha the lead, and he knocks in the second. Gets a kind touch off the back rim. And a 4-3 Sabetha lead. A minute five into this first period. Here's Tracy Murata, the sixth man off the bench last couple of years. One of the Panthers now into the starting lineup his senior campaign. Right side, this is Daniel Coleman, who has the lone bucket so far. There's a whistle and a drive and a foul. They're going to get Christian McAfee here for his first. And free throws coming up here for the Panthers as Ian Torres will shoot two at the line. Torres, the leading scorer and rebounder through first two games of the year for Royal Valley. 15, points per game and 7.5 rebounds. Just a junior. He makes the first free throw. His first freebie of the season is good, and he's in the books. And we're tied at 4.
They actually gave that foul to Niehaus instead of McAfee. So McAfee was there, but Riff thought it was more Niehaus as he knocks down the pair, and Royal Valley has jumped back out in front here early. Well, back and forth.
Well, back and forth early here again. As we mentioned, these two teams opposite off seasons. As Sabetha brought back everyone, essentially, and Royal Valley lost pretty much everybody. These two teams, two of the best last year. Here's Garber from way downtown. It's no good. And tipped out of bounds. It was last touched by Torres. As Garber has struggled from three here in the first two games, now just 1 of 12. He's a very capable outside shooter, but early on he's had some issues. Garber will throw it in. Over the top, gets it to Niehaus on the elbow. Hands it off to Bauman, who curls at the elbow. Steps back from 15. Short. But an offensive rebound by McAfee to keep it alive. Turns, fires, and hits. McAfee, that's his second bucket on a second chance opportunity. And the Blue Jays back in front, 6-5, about 2 minutes in. Back and forth we go. This is Preston Ross, a senior for the Panthers. Now, here's a pull-up from 19 just in front of the three-point line. It's Coleman who has 5 of the 7. Panthers back in front, 7-6. So a good start here for the Panthers. Going shot for shot here with the Blue Jays. Can argue Sabetha as the league favorite coming in. Here is a whistle and a drive and an offensive foul. They'll get it against Garber. That is his first and Sabetha's first turnover.
Yeah, and that's a charge 10 times out of 10. That was Aiden McKenzie, the junior, putting himself in a nice position. Garber just bowls him over trying on the layup. So a good job by Royal Valley. They're not afraid. They're the three-time defending league champ. Someone has to go get them. They're not afraid. They're just going to go with Sabetha. They know they're good. They're proving it so far here early.
Here is Daniel Coleman at the elbow, and now he's called for a travel. Sabetha, one of just two teams ranked this week in the Big 7. Nemaha Central was in at number 10 in 3A. And they also had a lot of turnover from their team a year ago. That was also very good. And losing it at the elbow. McAfee trying to chase it down, and he can't. It's out of bounds. And another turnover here by the Blue Jays. So back-to-back TOs will give it back to the Panthers with that 7-6 lead. Not quite 3 minutes into this first quarter. Chris Brown, fourth year as head coach for Royal Valley. They have had three straight 20-plus win seasons and three straight Big 7 league titles. But again, this is probably the most challenging coaching year for Chris Brown with all the production lost from that state title run team a year ago. Here's Preston Ross, drives, kicks. This is Torres, free throw line, gets by a defender, takes it all the way. Shot is up, no good. Rebound for McAfee. McAfee already with three rebounds here in the first quarter. Gets it up the floor. This is Roki. Now another three for Garber, and he knocked it down. And his second triple of the year in his first bucket tonight. Gives Sabetha the lead back at 9-7. Again, back and forth we go as 4.5 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Good pace here so far. Preston Ross in the left corner. Up top it goes to Coleman, who pulls from 17. In and out, no good. Rebound for Garber. Here come the Blue Jays up the floor, just past 4:20 left to go here in the opening period. A two-point lead for the Blue Jays. Both teams are off to 2-0 starts. Garber has it, backs out into the right corner. Panthers man-to-man here. Go inside to McAfee. He's fouled from behind, as they will get Torres here with that foul, his first, and team foul number two.
Yeah, and Chris Brown actually coached at Jackson Heights just down the road before he came here to Royal Valley, and he won a state title there. So he's a very successful coach. He knows how to win, and, you know, the state runner-up last year, so he knows how to win. This is a really good coaching matchup tonight.
Preston Michael, the first sub in for Sabetha. They get it in. He has a little fade, a little Dirk Nowitzki action there off the 1 foot, fading in the lane. Two for Michael, matching his average already. So right off the bench, a bucket for Preston Michael, the 6'3 senior, largest lead for Sabetha. It's 11-7. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. Here's Ross, spins on the block, left his feet. Torres now from the free throw line. His shot is up, no good, and a rebound for Marcus Bauman. Bauman works it up the floor. Rocking the man bun, got to appreciate it. Now Garber a three again, buries it. Garber holds up the follow through there, and he's now got 2 threes and 6 points and a double up here for the Blue Jays. A nice run, 14-7 their lead, and a timeout for Chris Brown. I think it's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for a the perfect snack, either at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Well, Logan, how about this little spurt by Sabetha? You see Ross come in, his first touch. He gets a nice little fading J from 10 outs. And Garber, as I mentioned, missed the three early, had struggled from behind the arc, but he's hit two consecutive threes, and the Blue Jays up by seven.
Yeah, and Matthew Garber, you think about somebody like him at point guard, he's kind of the leader of this team. When he gets going, this team can do pretty much whatever it wants. And the other person on this team, obviously Christian Ackby, he's a beast inside. I mean, he's kind of basically unstoppable when given the chance. But Davis Roque, you think about somebody like him, he's your tallest player out there on the court. He can step out, he can hit threes too if he gets going. This Sebastian team can be very dangerous this season.
You mentioned a matchup nightmare is Davis Roque. Led the team in blocks a year ago, three per game, but at 6'6", he can step out, hit a three, and there's an and-one for Trayson Murata out of the timeout and a big bucket for Royal Valley.
Yeah, just simple pick-and-roll action. He goes away from the screen, then nice Euro step around McAfee, and they got the foul on Garber there. Which is very important. You just talked about him being the leader. We'll see how that affects him. That stops us about the 8-0 run. So it was a good timeout there by Coach Brown to sell down the troops.
Chance to cap it off with a three-point play. Murata hits it. Now 5-for-8 at the line early this season. He's got three, and it's 14-10. Big 3 points there for the Panthers. So Garber with two fouls here in the first quarter, still out there. This is Bauman up the floor. Nathan Boos is into the game as well here for Sabetha. First minutes for him as McAfee is going to be called for a walk. Third turnover by the Blue Jays. Panthers get it back down 4. 3 minutes to go here in the first.
Yeah, Boos checked in for Garber after that made free throw. So let's see if he can, as a fellow senior, step up in that point guard role for Garber in this first half.
Boos has not scored this year, but averaging about 7-plus minutes per game through the first two. Key piece off the bench for Scott Berger. Also into the game is Lucas Franks, a senior for Royal Valley. Got his first touch. They got it with Coleman, who is kind of partially hit from behind. No good on the shots. And a rebound for McAfee, already 4 here in the quarter.
Yeah, that was Roque out on the pass lane and affecting that shot from behind there. Good defensive possession for Roque.
They go inside. This is Preston Michael back out to Bauman. Baseline left, cut off by Murata. And Roque steps out from NBA range, too strong off the heel, but an offensive rebound for Vuce to keep it alive. Second chance here for Sabetha, up 14-10 with 2:10 to go here in the first. Vuce has it right side on the wing. Up top it goes to Roque, listed at 6'6". Hands it off to Bauman, ball screen between the legs. Nicely done to get by Coleman, cut off. Now Vuce has it, kicks it right side. This is Michael from 19, left it short in the corner. And a rebound for Preston Ross and the Panthers. There's a drive and a layup spins up and in for Lucas Franks off the bench. 14-12 after it was 14-7, a 5-0 run here for the Panthers to get back to within two late in the first. Bauman in between a double team gets it inside. McAfee draws the foul. He'll shoot two.
Yeah, the defense there for Royal Valley was a little discombobulated and kind of scramble around a little bit there on the defensive end. It's going to result in McAfee going to the line for the first time tonight.
Preston Ross picks up the foul for Royal Valley. A minute 32 left here in the first. First free throw is up off the front rim. No good for McAfee. Now 4-for-9 at the stripe here early on this season. As a team, Sabetha 58% at the line as Garber is back into the game here late in the first with those two fouls. And the second free throw off the heel too strong. So an 0-for-2 trip there by McAfee. Murata the rebound. And a chance to tie or take the lead here late in the first quarter for the Panthers.
We'll see. They're going to turn it over. I was going to say maybe they attack McAfee or Garber with those two fouls, but they turn it over.
Roque comes away with the steal. Now Boos has it between the rings out high. Couple dribbles. Back to Garber. Left side on the wing. They bounce it to McAfee. Kicks it to Ross. Right wing for three. That one is too strong. And a rebound for Royal Valley. Collected there by Coleman. 60 seconds left here in the first. Panthers with the ball down 14-12. We've had a good one here through 7-plus minutes. Coleman picks up the dribble, left side to Ross near the block. Picks it up there. Gets it off to Murata, left side on the wing. He'll drive, shot might have been partially blocked, no good. And a rebound for Preston Michael. Now the Blue Jays get it back with 43 seconds to go, leading 14-12. Here's Michael with it. Right side it goes to Boos in the corner. Boos around the arc. Left side now it goes to Garber. Little hesitation there. Here is Roki, drives in an offensive foul. Second time we've seen a charge by the Panthers as Roki turns it over, his first foul. And now the Panthers get it back with 30 seconds to go here in the quarter.
Yeah, it was a nice backdoor cut, but Preston Ross was sitting there waiting for him. Maybe a little bit of a questionable call, but it was right in front of the official. And more times than not, a guy falls down, it's going to be a charge and a block.
14-12, Sabetha here with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. It was 14-7 at one point, but the Panthers have scored the last five to get back to within two. 16 seconds to go. This is McKenzie, left side to Ross. Ross now on the wing, and Chris Brown halfway on the floor telling his team we're playing for the final shot. 7 seconds to go. Out near midcourt, it's Verada. What's a high ball screen? Steps back for three. Off the heel, too strong. 1 second to go, and a putback at the buzzer is no good by Torres, and that's going to end the first quarter. So at one point, Sabetha jumped out to a 14-7 lead, but the Panthers score the final five in the period, and it's a 14-12. Sabetha lead after one. Back in a moment as our Game of the Week continues right after this here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Good finish to the quarter by Royal Valley. A 5-0 run gets them back to within two. 14-12. Sabetha with the lead. Panthers get the ball to start the second quarter. Going from right to left as you would turn us down on your radio dial, but we ask you not to do that. We ask you to turn us up and keep us locked in and on the air. Good Big 7 basketball tonight here early in December. 20 seconds into the second quarter, 14-12 our score. Here's Ross at the free throw line, backs out. Good defense here by the Blue Jays to start the quarter. Hands it off to Murata. Murata backing out towards the center circle, guarded heavily here by Garber. Good point guard matchup between Garber and Murata. Murata left side pass, Coleman, no hesitation on a three. This one a little bit strong, tipped up in the air, but an offensive rebound and a foul. It's Ian Torres collects the board, and he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, and what I've learned in this first 9 minutes of the game or so is Daniel Coleman's not afraid to shoot the ball. He's going out there, and he thinks he's LeBron James. I mean, he has all the confidence. To try and pull an upset like this tonight, you got to be confident.
And Torres hits the free throw. He's now 3-for-3 for 3 points. Roki comes back into the game. Also McAfee, Michael, and Boos will take breathers. The starters are back in. For Scott Berger and company. Second free throw no good, and a rebound for Noel Nehius. Here's Garber, far side of the floor, and bounce it inside. Backed up now here to the free throw line is McAfee. Here's Bauman getting it inside. Nehius shot up no good, and a backside rebound is brought down by Torres. 14-13, Sabetha by one, a minute into the second quarter. Here's Murata, man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays. 18-5 a year ago. And a whistle and a travel going to be called against Torres. And the third turnover by Royal Valley. Blue Jays get it back. And Matthew Garber did pick up two fouls in that first quarter. We're at 6:42 and counting until halftime. Once a ball screen for McAfee, little pick and roll game, but a foul's going to be called here on McKenzie, which will be his first.
Yeah, he was holding the arm there of McAfee, trying to slow him down because he was beat on the pick and roll.
That's a heck of a pick and roll combo in the Big 12. Garber and McAfee there. You could either swap out McAfee and Roki. As Garber now fires another three, this time it's not there. And saving it underneath is McAfee, but he threw it back to Royal Valley. Royal Valley down one early in the second quarter. Here's another shot by Torres in the corner. That's no good. And a rebound for Roki and a foul on Royal Valley.
Yeah, they're going to get McKenzie swatted down trying to steal the ball away there from Roki. He picks up two quick ones, and that's going to bring the senior Lucas Franks back in.
Franks is going to come in for McKenzie here. Just picked up back-to-back fouls. Just under 6:20 to go until halftime. 14-13, a good one here so far through 8-plus minutes. Here's Marcus Baumann up high on the left side, near side right. Here it is with Roki. Now Garber on the wing, gets a ball screen from McAfee, gets to the free throw line, pulls up from there. That one is no good. Rebound for Royal Valley. Coleman has this one, puts it on the floor himself, up the far sideline. Gets into the front court, little hesitation dribble, stops on the wing, gets it inside. Ross, a little turnaround, Jay. This one is no good. Rebound for Sabetha. Here's Baumann up the floor. A little hesitation dribble, and he is bumped on the perimeter, and he is fouled on the floor. Panthers foul against Franks, who just checked in his first. And team foul number six. So the rest of the quarter, Sabetha will be in the bonus. Little pull-up J is no good, but an offensive rebound here for McAfee, and he puts it back up and in. All three of McAfee's buckets in the first half have come off offensive rebounds. And he came into this game 12 for 19 shooting, a 63% clip, and now a foul on a jumper at the elbow as Murat is going to shoot two. I think they get Niehuis here with the foul. And that will be his third. So both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the half, 5-plus minutes to go. Both teams now with six fouls. Murata at the line, perfect on the first free throw, now 2 for 2 with 4 points.
Yeah, Newhouse just didn't need to do that. He swatted very aggressively. I mean, if you just jump up and contest, you had a good contest on Murata. You have a little bit of a height advantage, but you pick up your third, and that's really testing that seven-man depth for Coach Berger here in this first half.
We'll see Connor Hamas, a senior, into the game, first time tonight for Royal Valley. He checks in, second free throw is good by Murata. He's got five, and it's now 16-15. Panthers down one, Blue Jays with the ball. Here's Baumann, left side on the wing. Up top it goes to Garber. Garber, unanimous all-league a year ago, led the team in points. Also threes, assists, and steals. Inside, Roki up and in through traffic, and Roki finally gets his first basket, 18-15, Sabetha by three. Under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. We have been cruising here tonight. Don't forget, after all the action, another round of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Got a couple weeks until the Christmas break. And once we hit January 6th, we are back and running for 2 months straight. Here's Ross at the free throw line. Kicks it out right side on the wing. Now Ross in the right corner gets it back for three. This one off the heel and tipped here into the near corner. And Coleman has the rebound. So a second chance here. Now he'll fire for three. He's not afraid. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt, I think.
I think they're going to get McAfee. I think it's going to send Thomas to the free throw line for 1-1.
You're right. They do get McAfee with that foul. That is his first. And Thomas, who just checked in, is going to shoot two, who has not scored this season. And Scott Berger wants to take a timeout here. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 18-15, Sabetha by three, 4:25 left here in this first half. And again, it was opposite off seasons for these teams. Sabetha brought back everybody that won 18 games. Royal Valley a win away from winning a state championship. They've won three straight league titles. They've had three straight 20-plus win seasons. But for fourth-year head coach Chris Brown, it's probably his toughest challenge to date.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, Chris Brown knows how to win. He was at Jackson Heights for a time and won a state title there, and he's won three straight league titles here. Knows how to win, and like I said, him and Berger tonight are like Bill Self and John Calipari going at it in the Big Seven. That's two of the best.
How about Scott Berger coming into tonight? 534 wins. That is a lot of time spent coaching at this level, and he is certainly a well-known figure in Sabetha, and he really has a team that can send him out on a very high positive note here this year. As the first free throw by Thomas out of the timeout is good.
And you got to remember, he was also the varsity girls coach before he took over for the guys and did some things with the varsity girls as well. So he's done both for the girls' teams and the guys' teams, and he's been a tremendous coach. And I think right now you got to look at the top coaches in the Big Seven. Obviously, Chris Brown, Trenton, I agree with you on that. Brown, Berger, and then you got to look at John Thomas over at Seneca. He is a heck of a coach as well. Those are probably your top three coaches in this league.
So as we go on here, Hamas made that second free throw, and then Sabetha back here after that timeout. Their first possession after the TO. They get an easy bucket at the rim by McAfee. It's 20-17. Blue Jays by three at the halfway point here in the quarter. And a whistle and a foul. So 1-1 coming up here for Preston Ross. They get the foul here on Roki. Now that's his second.
Yeah, that's huge because we've been talking about it. That's only plays really two guys off the bench. You start getting the foul trouble, you're going to have to look farther down the bench, possibly down the stretch in this game, and that could come back to haunt you.
Well, you got Niehuis with three and then two apiece from Garber and now Roki. As you mentioned, they have only played seven in the first two, and the free throw is good by Preston Ross, so he'll get the bonus. He's a 60% foul shooter. Royal Valley through two games, 66% at the line. 20-18, chance to get it to one, and he does. Preston Ross now has 2 points here in the first half. 20-19, Blue Jays by one with the ball at the halfway point here in the quarter. McAfee left side to Marcus Bauman. Here is Michael at the free throw line, works it to the elbow. Up top it goes to Garber. Garber trying to put his man on skates, kicks it left to Bauman. Right back here to Michael. They want it to McAfee inside on the block. Quickly doubled, turns, kicks it. Roki may have gotten away with a walk. His shot is no good. Tipped and a rebound for Daniel Coleman. Chance for the Panthers to take the lead, 20-19. Here at 3:23 to go until halftime. Upside pass. Now back top of the key. It goes to Aiden McKenzie, who is back in with the two fouls. They get it to Ross here at the free throw line. Turns facing Owen. Had a wide open man inside. I don't think Torres was ready for it.
Threw it a little too hard, I think. Torres didn't have the hands ready and a little too much smoke on that pass, but definitely wouldn't have been a go-ahead layup.
Panthers now four turnovers in the first half. Blue Jays get it back with the one-point lead at 20-19 at 3:05 to go here in the second. Garber across the timeline, angles right, stops on the wing, now picks it up there, looking for McAfee. Trying to split two, a lot of contact, and finally a whistle and a foul at 2:57 to go.
It'd be interesting to see if they called on McKenzie or Torres, because Torres... It's going to be Torres. That was going to be a saying. I was going to say McKenzie was risking picking up his third there, but now him and Torres have two apiece on that Royal Valley side.
He's on the floor, so a 1-1 here coming up for McAfee. He is 0-2 at the line so far, but he's got 8 points and six rebounds here in the first half. How about this? Last season, between Roki, McAfee, and Niehuis, they had more than 80 blocks between those three. Pretty incredible numbers. Roki averaged 3 blocks a game a year ago and also 2 steals as he misses the free throw. And they get a foul on the rebound. It's going to be against Preston Michael. That's his first. And we walk the other way as the Panthers will shoot a 1-1.
Yeah, they're going to get over the back. So lucky for them, that's only the first on Michael. But 19 fouls and starting to pile up a little bit here in the first half. And Preston Ross just knocked down two to get a shot. The 1-1 here.
Chance to tie, potentially take the lead. 20-19 our score. 2:56 left here until halftime. Sabetha by one, but Panthers at the line. First free throw up and good. Ross now 3-for-3 at the stripe for 3 points, and he's tied the game at 20 apiece. So weren't really sure what we were going to get from this Panthers team with so much turnover, but they are going shot for shot here with arguably the league favorite here early on in the season, and now the Panthers take the lead. Torres goes 2-for-2. It's 21-20.
It really helps that you're 12 of 13 from the free throw line that first half. Capitalizing on fouls from Sabetha.
Here is Bauman for three, and he gives Sabetha the lead back. Bauman, his second triple of the year, his first points tonight. Sabetha back in front, 23-21. 2:33 to go here in the second quarter. Back and forth we go. We have had multiple lead changes. And an offensive foul, an illegal screen called against Ross, his second foul, and fifth turnover against the Panthers. Now, you mentioned capitalizing on the free throws, and that has been key here tonight. Blue Jays getting the ball back. Leading by two at 23-21 at 2:20 to go here in the second. As it's Preston Michael. Now Garber a chance for three and another one. 9 points for Garber. Three triples. 26-21. The Blue Jays lead back to five. Garber came into tonight just 1 of 11 from 3. He has hit 3 threes in the first two quarters here. He's a very good outside shooter. Hit 42 a year ago. There's a drive and curling and a layup is Ian Torres. He's got 6. 26-23. Deficit 3 now for Royal Valley. 1:45 to go. Here's Moose back into the game. Gets it out to Bauman. Skips it left to Preston Michael. Moose now has it right side on the wing. Into the corner with Bauman. And a whistle and a foul away from the ball against Royal Valley. A 1-1 coming up here for the Blue Jays. They get this one on Trayson Murata, and that's his second. Team foul number 9.
As far as the one guy you don't want to foul is Garber, 11-12 on the year, which equates to 91%. He's going to get the 1-1 here. So it's probably the one guy on the, it's about that Blue Jays you don't want to foul.
Yeah, you take him off and you're going to jinx him as he missed the free throw. The announcer jinx comes into play.
I should have said it. I should have said some.
Just the second miss of the year from the stripe for Matthew Garber. So it remains 26-23, Sabetha. 1:23 to go in the first half. So yeah, the Panthers want to tally up the final 80 seconds here. They get it to Torres at the free throw line. Curls over two defenders, and he banks it in for two. Torres now with 8. Lead the Panthers in the first half, 26-25, Sabetha by one. McAfee is going to be called for a walk here as he tried to skip it inside, a turnover by the Blue Jays. Panthers get it back with 63 seconds remaining in the half and down one. Chris Brown, head coach for the Panthers, might want to see if they can play for the final shot here. Tell you what, it's another conversation for another day, but I just wish at some point maybe they implement a shot clock in Kansas. Kind of state-by-state thing, but it kind of varies around the country. I am certainly in favor of a shot clock here at this level, but a missed shot inside by Coleman and a rebound collected by Preston Michael. So now an opportunity here for the Blue Jays with 30 seconds to go and a one-point lead. Garber walks it up the floor from left to right. 9 points and three threes in the first half for the six-foot senior. First team all-league selection a year ago. Down to 20 seconds.
They call it 5 seconds.
They call it 5 second count as he was defended by Murata.
I don't think he knew the count was going on. He kind of looked surprised when the ref called it. But
7 turnovers by the Blue Jays, and yeah, I didn't really see the countdown by the official. So now 18 seconds to go, and the Panthers get an opportunity to take the lead here before halftime. Murata has it, high right, 10 seconds to go, working around the ball screen. They get it into the corner. McKenzie for three, book it. McKenzie from downtown, 28-26 Panthers, 2 seconds to go. Garber fakes from half court, a shot is blocked, and that's the end of the first half. A three by McKenzie, giving Royal Valley a 28-26 halftime lead. A good one here through two quarters. Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Royal Valley 28, Sabetha 26. Halftime is next here on KNCA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Ag producers, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Jim Cole with GN Bank. We are asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see the opportunity. We're not just interested in opening new accounts. We like and want to build relationships. At GN Bank, we have experienced lenders, exceptional service that makes us the best place to bank and borrow. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and in the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Time to get your mower serviced or find your next new Ferris mower at Heinen Repair and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment during their 2022 model year-end clearance sale. Right now at Heinen, you can get as low as 0% financing with approved credit. See Heinen for details or ask about the layaway program. 2023 models are arriving daily, so save now on all 2022 Ferris mowers at Heinen Repair, south of Valley Falls. And in Lawrence, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Learn more at HeinenRepair.com and HeinenOPE.com.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2023, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to gift you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with some fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get any internet package for only $20.23 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. Visit rainbowtel.net for details.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon, Trenton, Logan, Colin in studio. Good first half here in our boys' game, 28-26. Royal Valley a two-point lead. They got a three right before the end of the quarter to take that two-point advantage. They were down 14-12 at the end of one. Outscored Sabetha 16-12 in the second quarter to take that 28-26 halftime lead. And we mentioned it a couple of times throughout the first half. Again, the turnover for both of these teams. Sabetha, really no turnover. They brought back 98% of their production a year ago. Royal Valley pretty much lost everybody. A super class of seniors, five starting seniors a year ago that averaged 65 points per game. That got the Panthers all the way to the 3A title game. And really just a couple guys returning for Chris Brown, who saw varsity experience a year ago. You wouldn't know it by seeing how they played in the first half, and Blue Jays maybe not have expecting it, but they're getting a heck of a ball game from this Panthers team.
Yeah, and, you know, all three of us, we sat here and we talked, and we said, who in the Big 7 League could really give Sabetha a fit this year, a run for their money, if you will? And we said Terry LeCompton because of picking up Cameron Kniper from Silver Lake, and then Holton. You think about what Holton returned this year as well. Holton was the team that, other than Royal Valley, beaten Sabetha. Holton was another team that kind of really gave Sabetha trouble. Royal Valley, though, we talked about it. You think about how much they lost. Is it more, we're kind of looking at it, both of these teams are undefeated right now, and in this first Big 7 League game against each other, are we seeing a Royal Valley team that instead of kind of maybe on a rebuild, they went and reloaded type of situation? Because, I mean, Trayson Murata, you think about what he did last year, but Wasik wasn't able to play the first, like, five or seven games of the season. Because he came back from going down to, I think it was somewhere in Missouri, in Branson or something like that. Trace Murata stepped in and filled in for him. Now he gets to start this season. Yeah, this Royal Valley team could be a team to watch out for here.
Yeah, it was really interesting because Jackson Heights is a decent ball club, and then Jeff West just wasn't projected to finish at Heights. So this is like the first real test. It's like, let's see how good they actually are. And they showed out that first half. I have them for 12 of 13 from the free throw line. As long as you're hitting your freebies, you're going to be in a lot of games, especially if you're drawing a lot of fouls. And it's going to test the depth of Sabetha. If Newhouse or someone fouls out, you know, who are you going to turn to down the stretch?
Yeah, foul trouble here for Sabetha. Nihus has three in the first half, two apiece from Garber and Roki. Let's take a look at some of the first half numbers here. Again, Royal Valley leading 28-26. They got eight in the first half from Ian Torres, five from Tracy Murata. Also, Daniel Coleman with five. They got three apiece from Ada McKenzie and Preston Ross. And then Franks with two and Hamas with two as well. And you mentioned 12 of 13 from the free throw line. Panthers getting it done in that aspect. Matthew Garber leading the Blue Jays. 9 points and three threes in the first half. Christian McAfee also a problem as well. 8 points and six rebounds. Well on pace for a double-double. 3 points for Marcus Fowlman. And then two apiece from Noel Nihus, Preston Michael, and Davis Roki. Blue Jays had seven turnovers in the first half. Panthers had five. Blue Jays, the slight edge in the rebound department at 13-10. In our halftime score, 28-26 Royal Valley. We'll take another break and get you set for the second half right after this here on KNZA.
There's a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Juarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Arnis Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service,
like,
and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Once again, our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Boys game about to start the third quarter, and a good one through two. 28-26, Royal Valley with the two-point edge. And let's start with Sabetha. Sabetha wins this game, Logan, in the second half if they do what?
You got to play better defense. You got to, you know, you just got to control yourself, and you cannot get the little cheap, easy fouls. You got to, you know, stand straight up. When they go up to shoot the ball, don't try to swat at the ball every single time. Obviously, you look at what Sabetha did last year in the block, as far as the blocks. You just got to, you know, get tall, make them have to go up over you, and then you just got to box out, and you got to do it without fouling.
Real quick, Trenton, what about Royal Valley? What do they need to do?
Just keep doing what you did in that first half. Make free throws and push the issue on them.
So Sabetha here to start the third quarter with the ball. Garber gets a lane, and he drives in for two. Garber left side, lays it in with the right hand. He's got 11, and we're tied at 28, 15 seconds into the third. Good start for the Blue Jays, attacking the bucket. And first in double figures for the Blue Jays. Garber now with 11, averaging 16 to lead the Blue Jays coming in. Here's Torres, left side on the wing, a little bit out of control, lost it, and he turns it over. So a good start for Sabetha. They get a bucket on their first go around, and then they force the issue, causing a Panthers turnover. We're tied at 28, early portions of the third. As we're 35 seconds in, Blue Jays get their second try here in the quarter. McAfee right side pass to Bauman. Bauman on the wing, skips it left side now to Matthew Garber. Again, has played very well tonight with 11 points. He gets it back on the right wing. Jab step, triple threat position. Now McAfee up top, not using the dribble. Now puts it down once, trying to hand it off to Roki as he curls, and he's getting bumped around a little bit. Finally hands it off to Roki. Had it knocked away. Trickles back into the hands of Garber, though. Top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Right side to Bauman. Minute 5 into this third quarter. We're tied at 28. McAfee left side to Garber. Hand down. Man down for three. Why not? Four threes and now 14 points for Garber. 31-28. Blue Jays back in front by a tray.
And he's shown why he was the unanimous league selection all year. A very impressive performance tonight.
At 42 threes a year ago, he has four here tonight. 14 points, and the lead is three for Sabetha. Over 90 seconds into this third, Panthers, their second possession of the quarter. They fire it inside. Torres spins, fires, and lays it in over McAfee. Nicely done by Torres. He has nine, and it's 31-30, Sabetha by one. Garber draws the foul. It's on the floor. First foul here on either side in the second half. That's 6:11 to go in the quarter. They get Murata with this one, his third.
That might be an important foul. He's had a good night tonight, especially on the defensive side of things.
Blue Jays to throw it in. It is Garber over the top. They get it into Niehuis. Right side pass to Garber again, looking for his third or fifth triple, I should say. It's a little bit long and deflected out of bounds, but the Blue Jays will keep it. Last touched underneath by Preston Ross.
Yeah, he got a little too deep under there and couldn't get two hands on. Falls out of bounds big time.
They go into Roki real quick on the inbounds. Count it and the foul as he bursts through traffic and lays it in for two and one.
Yeah, and Sabetha's going to win tonight. Davis Roki needs to get going. That's only 4 points for him on the night now. They got to get him going, the 6'6 senior.
Well, he averaged 12-8 a year ago. He's averaging 12.5 and 9.5. Through two games, and he does cap off the three-point play. He's got five. That foul, by the way, was on Ross, his third. A 34-30 Sabetha lead here, 2 minutes into the third. And Panthers head coach Chris Brown wants to talk it over. And it is a full, so we'll step aside real quick. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Back in a moment here on KNCA.
Someone who shortens the life of another. Every day, six emergency responders die because a motorist has decided it's too much effort to slow down and move into another lane. At any given time, the team at Moral Collision Repair will have 1 to 3 drivers out on the highways and interstates assisting stranded people. Out of concern for our drivers and the law enforcement officers, we ask you to do your part. Please, obey the law and save lives. Slow down and move over.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes into the third quarter. Good start for the Blue Jays. They were down two at the half. They lead it by four, 34-30. Good start to the quarter for Matt Garber. 14 points. He's knocked down his fourth three of the night. As we're out of this timeout, Royal Valley will have the basketball down four. Game has been close from the jump. Largest lead of the game was seven in the first by Sabetha. No team is led by more than that. So here we go, out of the timeout. Panthers with it, looking like a set run play here. They get it inside, deep position, but missing the layup, and McAfee gets the rebound. Ross missed it.
That's a big miss at point-blank range.
Roki has it right sideline, kicks it back out. Bauman at the elbow, now back inside to Roki. Shot is up and good. Davis Roki now with seven. He's got five here in the quarter. The lead is six at 36-30. Good start here in the third quarter for the Blue Jays. Now the Panthers respond here. Here is Ross, drives, kicks it. This is McKenzie in the right corner, now gets to the wing. Now Ross gets it in the right corner, curls, gets in the lane, shot is up, floats it in with the left hand. Beautifully done by Preston Ross. He has six. 36-32, Blue Jays with it up four, 3 minutes into the third. Roki left side has it in the corner. High left, it goes to Garber. 14 points to lead all scores. Now Roki, a baseline drive, a lot of contact, flips it up, no good. And Roki a little more aggressive here in the third quarter, and now he's back to the line to shoot two.
And that's huge because Preston Ross has picked up number four, and that's your big guy on the inside, so might be a little bit of small ball here from the Panthers.
Let's see if they try to bring in a sub for Ross.
I think Franks came to the table.
First free throw is in for Roki. He's now got 8 points.
Yeah, Frank's checked in for him, so it's going to be a little bit of small ball here.
Yeah, so you take out, again, Ross, who's listed at 6'4", and you bring in Franks, who's listed at 5'9". Roki makes the second free throw. He's now 3 for 3 at the line. He's got 9 points and a couple of rebounds. 38-32, lead back to 6 here for the Blue Jays. 4:45 left here in the third. Murata gets it inside through some contact. Gets a nice, kind shooter's touch over the rim. Murata with 7. It's 38-34. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third. McAfee has it up top. Right side it goes. Tanihus in the corner. Been quiet tonight. Just 2 points. Now Bauman with it. Left side to Roki. Puts it on the dribble once. Nihus, extra pass here to Bauman, who curls. Gets in the lane all the way. Layup good. And one. How about Marcus Bauman? Second bucket now with 5 and a chance at a 3-point play.
And a couple of quick score updates, Brandon and Trenton. At halftime, Centralia is up 26-20 on Hiawatha in the boys' game. And also another boys' halftime score, Holton 30, Nemaha Central 19 in that one.
Holton, Nemaha Central on the Holton channel. You can catch Centralia Hiawatha. That's on KMZA 92.1, also on the Hiawatha channel. Bauman missing the free throw, but an offensive rebound is chased in the corner by Nihus. Now Roki on the block through two defenders. He lays it up and in. Roki exploding here. He's got 9 in the quarter, 11 in the game, and the largest lead for the Blue Jays at 42-34. 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Murata driving. Foul on the floor against Bauman. That's his first. And the first foul here in the third quarter against the Blue Jays. Well, you said it early, Trenton. Roki needs to get going here in the third quarter, and he has done just that.
Yeah, he must have heard me from up here. I mean, he's put on what he needed to in our all-league selection from last year and really helped the team here build an 8-point lead.
9 points in the quarter, 11 in the game for Roki. As Franks has it left side, nearly turns it over. Here is Coleman, a pull-up J, and that's pure. Daniel Coleman, first bucket in the second half. He's got 7, 42-36. Panthers down 6. Blue Jays with the ball, 3.5 minutes to go in the third. Nice back door pass and cut. McAfee with an easy deuce. He's into double digits with 10. 44-36, the lead back to 8. Boy, how about that pass? An easy bucket there for McAfee. Here's Murata, guarded by Bauman. Backs out from the elbow. Left side to Coleman. Hand down, man down for 3, and Daniel Coleman threads the needle with a triple and a timeout.
They're going to get Ross and Torres back in, add some size, because they're getting eaten alive on inside. But I said earlier, Daniel Coleman, he's not afraid, man. And he's knocked down some big ones tonight.
He was 0-for-7 coming in from 3, and he's knocked in a couple triples tonight. He's got 10 to lead the Panthers. We got a 44-39 Sabetha lead with 3:11 to go here in the third quarter. Another timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Keeping it right here for you. It's a 30. An impressive start. Davis Roki again getting him going in the third quarter, using his length and certainly being more aggressive inside.
Yeah, and Trenton, I think I have to agree with you. I probably heard you on that one about needing to get going here in the second half, just the way he's been kind of taking over on offense. One big thing, though, keep an eye on here down the stretch. You got 3 minutes left in this quarter. It's only a 5-point game. Well, Valley's still in this game. However, Sessa, they got 4 timeouts. Well, Valley's only got 2 left.
Okay.
So
something to eye for sure if the game is close down the stretch.
And the longer Royal Valley hangs around, the more worried you're going to be if you're Sabetha. In this game, you're probably supposed to win. As Bauman just missed a 3.
Offensive rebound. McAfee too easy over Preston Ross. And McAfee with 12 points. And he's got 8 rebounds as well, right about his averages. 46-39. Lead back to a touchdown here for the Blue Jays. 2:44 left here in the third. Here's Coleman again, left side. Right side pass to Torres, drives, a lot of contact, and a whistle and a foul. And Torres, one, might have got away with a walk, and two, is going to maybe get bailed out here and is going to shoot 2 free throws as they get McAfee with the foul, his second.
I think he came down just a little bit. He was in good position, but I think he swatted down just a tad. Get the foul there, enough for the ref to call it.
Torres, 3 for 4 at the line, make it 4 for 5, and he's into double digits now with 10. 46-40. Sabetha by 6 at 2:37 to go here in the third. Second is up too strong and a rebound for Nihus. Here's Garber, near sideline up the floor. Right side to Bauman, high right on the wing. has the dribble, doesn't use it. Up top it goes to Roki. Left side to Garber on the wing. Puts it on the dribble. Curls in the lane. Over three defenders, partially blocked. And a rebound for the Panthers, collected there by Coleman.
Yeah, Torres got a piece of that.
Panthers down six, 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Right side pass, McKenzie for three. That's too strong, and a rebound for Roki. Roki working it up the floor. Bauman takes it all the way and lays it in. How about Roki running the floor with the assist? And the bucket there again for Bauman. He's got seven, and the lead is eight. For Sabetha, that ties the largest lead of the game. And a left-handed layup on the other end is good for Preston Ross. Difficulty a 9 out of 10. 48-42, back and forth we go. Final minute, 40 to go here in the third. Panthers just hanging around. Multiple times the Blue Jays are trying to pull away a little bit. The Panthers have other ideas. Nearly lost it, Roki, still battling for it. And tipped underneath, looking for Niehuis, saves it. And it's finally going to be a turnover. Blue Jays give it away. Murata drives, partially blocked inside by Roki. Roki a block, they get it up the floor. Bauman right side on the wing, they'll reset here in the front court.
A lot of things going on that last 3 seconds. There's a little wild ball everywhere.
McAfee inside, turns, beautiful kick. Niehuis, an open three left corner, missed everything. McAfee got the rebound, and his shot is no good. And a rebound here for Murata, and a chance here now with 55 seconds to go in the quarter. See what the Panthers do here. 48-42, they trail Sabetha by six. Up top it goes to Preston Ross, and he's called for a travel. Seven turnovers now by the Panthers.
And I bet, Logan, you can attest to this. Sabetha's scary. They had 26 points at half, and they have 22 in this quarter, and they still could add on to that. Just scary good how it is, how they can just fill it up very quickly.
Roki has nine in the quarter. You have five from Garber in the quarter. Bauman has five this quarter. McAfee has four.
Yeah, and you look at all the scoring in the quarter. Think about this. They haven't all clicked for an entire game at once. That could be huge if that happens. And you got to hope, as a Sabetha fan and as a Sabetha coach, that that definitely happens, especially later in the season when it really matters.
And we finally see Sabetha go deeper than seven as Jacob Grimm is in the game.
He's just an absolute monster stream. They're going to get an offensive foul.
That is a big, meaty guy out there, and he just picked up the foul about 5 seconds in on the offensive foul on a legal screen.
He actually starts and plays quite a bit on the JV level this season, so, and he's only a junior as well.
Very good on the football field as well. It's a six-point lead for the Blue Jays. 25 seconds to go here in the quarter. Chance for the Panthers to get a little bit closer. Here's Murata, has it left side on the wing, down to 18 seconds. Guarded here by Nathan Voos, doing a good job against him, down to 15 seconds. Picks it up at the elbow. Good double team, but somehow gets it inside. Shot is up. No good. And a rebound collected by Preston Michael. 5 seconds to work here for Sabetha. Garber drives. Shot is up. No good. Tipped around a couple of times, and that'll end the quarter. And we're going to head to the fourth with a six-point game. Panthers hanging around. A big quarter by the Blue Jays, and we got ourselves a good one heading to the final 8 minutes. It is Sabetha 48, Royal Valley 42. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Have you been shopping for insurance or financial services lately? There are so many choices today, so many decisions to make. Luckily, there's SBS Insurance Agency to help make your decisions easier. As your local insurance provider, they've been coming up with custom solutions for over 40 years. Make the right decision. Call your local SBS Insurance Agency today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
Kansas Land Radio.
Battle in the Big 7. Two early 2-0 starts for Sabetha and Royal Valley. Blue Jays leading 48-42 as we start the fourth. Panthers with the ball. An entry pass deflected, intercepted by Voos. Blue Jays forced the turnover. And a layup in transition, missed by Garber, and a rebound collected by Royal Valley. Hamas, who's back in, gets his for Ford. 25 seconds into the fourth, 48-42, and a carry is going to be called against Coleman, and he turns it over.
I was just about to say how this is probably one of the cleanest games that we've seen so far this year, turnover-wise, but Lower Valley starts their first possession with a turnover.
Not quite 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. 48-42, Sabetha with the ball, up six. Here's Vuz, baseline right, gets it off to McAfee at the wing. Now a three is up and no good. Roki gets the offensive rebound and sticks it up and in. 13 for Roki, 11 in the second half. Ties the largest lead for the Blue Jays at 8, now 50-42. Every time we have seen multiple 8-point leads here in the second half, the Panthers have really had an answer to keep themselves around. Not this time, shot missed. But a rebound is put back up and in. I spoke too soon as Coleman having himself a night with 12. It's 50-44. A minute 10 into this fourth quarter. In the Sabetha girls won tonight, 41-23. So the Blue Jays trying to get the sweep here. As a shot is missed by Michael. Rebound for Hamas. And the Panthers get it back. Trailing by six at 50-44. There's a hard screen. Bauman goes down, no call. Coleman has it left side on the wing, guarded by Roki. Not quite 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Panthers down six, 50-44. Jump shot is short. McAfee rips it away, and then he's going to be fouled by Hamas. That'll be his first. That rebound gives McAfee a double-double, 12 points and 10 boards. Barber's going to check back in for Boos. So coming into this game, the combination of Roki and McAfee roughly averaging about 26 points and 17 and a half rebounds between the two. And those numbers are pretty close between the two as we got 2 minutes in to this fourth quarter, about 6 minutes to go. There's a steal. McAfee had it knocked away, and a steal there by Coleman.
That was good help down by Coleman because they had a mismatch on the inside.
Five players between the two teams in double figures tonight. 50-44, Sabetha. And a whistle and a foul. It's on the floor. Just the third foul against Sabetha here in the second half. As they're going to get Roki with his third. So you certainly don't want to see him pick up another quick one. 5:49 left to go in this game. A 6-point lead for the Blue Jays. Panthers have the ball. Franks high left. Get it back up top here with Murata. Murata works, pulls it up from the elbow, and even with some contact, knocks it in. Pure swish.
He's had a quiet night scoring the ball. You need him to get going with his 12 points. That brings him up to 9.
50-46. Panthers back to within 4 with 5.5 minutes to go. Bauman drive, shot rejected, but a foul.
Is that it for Preston Ross? That could be number 5 on Ross.
Well, he was around, and there was another body in there as well, and they get the other body. That's Franks.
That's a big...
So Ross stays around with the 4 fouls.
That's a big break there for Royal Valley. That's your biggest guy.
Bauman's going to shoot 2. And his first free throw spins in there. He's got 8. 5 here in the second half. He's 1-for-2 at the line. Came in at 62% at the stripe this season. 51-46, now 52-46. He goes 2-for-2, and free throws obviously going to be clutch for both teams down the stretch. A 6-point lead, 52-46, with 5:20 to go. Panthers down 6 with the ball. And throws a lazy pass, and Roki comes away with a steal all the way, and he missed the dunk, and is fouled. That's a dangerous play, and he hung on the rim for just a second. As the foul is against Torres, and now he has 4.
Yeah, some of your big guys are piling up fouls now here for Royal Valley. And as Roki got that steal, I knew he was about to go throw it down 6-6, and he was way above the rim in the layup line.
His first free throw is good. The big man has a stroke. So he came into tonight's game 3-for-11 at the line. Roki is 4-for-4 tonight.
And every single one has mattered in a 7-point ball game.
The largest lead for Sabetha tonight has been 8. 53-46, a chance to get it back to 8 with 5:13 to go. And finally, a missed free throw. And A rebound and a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to the Blue Jays.
And that's the announcer jinx for you on that free throw saying he was 4-for-4 and he missed that.
I will take that.
I got Garber earlier and you got Roki, so both times affecting Sabatha.
That's fair. I will take the blame for that one. Not quite 3 minutes in. Beautiful inbounds, an entry pass, and Roki slaps the fist. He's got 16. A monster second half, and now the largest lead for the Blue Jays at 9, 55-46, with 5 minutes to go. I'd say the next couple minutes crucial here for the Panthers. A pull-up is short, and a whistle and a foul underneath. Are they calling this on Sabatha?
I think they might get McAfee, or someone walking in our way, so I didn't see it, but...
And they do get McAfee for a foul away from the rebound attempt. That's his third. Just the fourth, so Sabatha again still has some fouls to give here in the fourth quarter. But a big possession here for the Panthers. 4:52 to go. They're down 55-46.
They definitely need one here.
They get it to Ross inside over knee Hughes, and a big bucket spins in there. Ross into double digits now with 10, 55-48. 4:40 to go. Here's Garber. Nice little ball fake. Gets around Murata, pulls it up, missed it strong off the heel. But it trickles back out to him, and then he trips, and a foul, I think, on Murata here.
Yeah, Murata went to the ground. He's going to get his fourth because he tripped up Garber. He's going to return to the line for the second time tonight. For a 1-1.
That's the 10th team foul, or number 9. It's going to be a 1-1, so that's the final foul before the double bonus. So Garber's going to shoot a 1-1 here. He's got 14 tonight. He's hit 4 threes. And he's here on the first free throw attempt, 15 for him. He is now 12 of 14 at the line this season. Now he's already missed. I can't jinx him whether he makes it or misses. And he spins in the second, and he's got 16. And I'd say kind of a quiet 16 tonight for Garber.
All his points came at big moments, though, when Sabetha's really needed a bucket. Yeah.
57-48, Sabetha by 9 with 4:20 to go. Another big possession here for the Panthers. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Roki. Thought it was last touch by Ross, but no bueno. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and you think about just Tuesday night, Garber had 26 against Wamigo on the road as well.
Garber's had a good week and a good start for the Blue Jays here, trying to improve to 3-0. And Ross drives, and a foul underneath. I think it's on Bauman. That is his second, so... Again, just the 15th foul, so still another foul to give for the Blue Jays. 4:12 left to go. It's a 9-point Blue Jays lead. Ross inside, spins up a shot, no good, but a foul, and there's the final foul to give, as now Roki with 4.
Yeah, and if you're Roki, you got to be careful now.
Team foul number 6, 4 on Roki, and Scott Berger wants a timeout. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Brandon, Logan, Trenton, Colin, all with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've had a good one here tonight. In the Sabatha girls won earlier this evening, 41-23, as they improve to 2-1 on the year. The Blue Jay boys trying to improve to 3-0, number 3 ranked team in 3A. They lead at 57-48, 4:10 to go, tied for their largest lead.
Yeah, and it's a matter of really just scoring the ball. I mean, Roki's had a big second half. Garber scored buckets when they need to. Bauman's even had a good, quiet second half. He had just 3 at the half, and he has 6 in this half. So, you know, some guys stepping up. McAfee was the one that carried him through that first half with Garber, but Roki and Bauman have been the scoring options this second half. And, you know, you slowed down Royal Valley's attack. They haven't hit any outside jumpers, 1-3 this half after hitting a couple in that first half.
So out of the timeout, free throws coming up here for Preston Ross, who knocks in another free throw. Every opportunity at the stripe, particularly for the Panthers here with the final 4:10, very crucial to keep themselves in this game. 57-49, and he goes 2-for-2. He's now 6-for-6 at the line tonight. See what I did? I waited until he shot him to not pull out the announcer jinx. 57-50, Blue Jays by 7. 4 minutes in and 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Knocked away. Panthers trying to come away with a steal.
Not yet, but...
And they're going to call an over and back, so it's going to go back-to-back turnovers, and the Panthers are going to get it back.
Yeah, McAfee gained control of it on the back half of the by the stripe and went over just with the momentum. So a big turnover there for Royal Valley. But Murata has four, Ross has four, and Torres has four. So they got to be careful with their key guys.
Yeah, and Roki has four, too, for Sabetha. So fouls are piling up for both teams here. Down to 3:45. Murata wants to drive, and a lot of contact, and the layup is good. 11 for Murata, and it's a five-point game, 57-52, 3:35 to go.
You can tell except Scott Berger did not like that no-call there.
Wanted a charge, and I think he could have got one there, but no call by the official. Backdoor cut, Roki, layup, in and out, no good. He'll shoot two.
And that's going to end the night for Ian Torres.
Leading scorer and rebounder for the Panthers through two games. And Torres, the first casualty as he fouls out.
He's going to finish with 10 points on the night. So good night for the junior in the lead and score.
Am I seeing things, or was 3 points just added to the scoreboard?
Oh, yeah, they only had 52.
57-52, and Scott Berger's telling the scores table, like, hey, where'd those 3 points come from? The first free throw is missed by Roki.
It's a big miss, especially. Yeah, they took it all out. Must have hit a wrong button or something down there. And had a trouble with the girl game, didn't give Royal Valley a point. We had to go down there and confirm with them. So struggles down at the table tonight for sure.
We got a good one down the home stretch. Roki goes 1-for-2 here. He's now 5-for-7 tonight at the stripe. 17 to lead all scores. 58-52 Sabetha. 3:20 to go in the game and a timeout for Royal Valley.
And that's huge, guys, because as long as I have this right, they're only going to have one more the rest of the game.
Okay, that's where I was going with was the timeout, because we discussed earlier in the third quarter how they only had a couple left. And on the Panthers, you know, they're keeping this close. We'll keep it right here, by the way. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. But we've seen Sabetha with multiple 7-, 8-, 9-point leads here in the second half. Every time it seems like Sabetha's quietly trying to pull away, Panthers have had an answer, and they are making this thing interesting still down the stretch.
Yeah, and I mean, however this game turns out for Royal Valley, they really proved their worth in the league. They're going to be scrappy, and they're going to pull out and surprise a lot of teams this year. You know, you got Holton, Riverside, and Perry before the break, and we're going to call that Perry game in a couple weeks and talk about Perry being a top league team in the league. But don't sleep on Royal Valley in this league. They could be scrappy.
Yeah, and guys, here's the biggest thing. If you're Royal Valley, you know, coming out of this timeout and your coach Chris Brown, you're saying, hey, we got to work it against Davis Roki. Well, here's the problem. Davis Roki, man-to-man, is guarding Preston Ross. He already has four fouls. So you give him the ball and you tell him, hey, go Roki.
Yeah.
If Roki can get, you know, in position and take a charge call, you can foul, you know, if you're Preston Ross, you can foul out. So how do you go about doing that?
Might attack Roki here because he's been huge and carried him in the second half offensively. So
big possession here out of the timeout, tipped into the backcourt. And wait, one official said it was tipped. The other official calling over and back. This is a big call here.
The one on our side here was saying it was tipped the entire time before the guy on the far side blew the whistle.
Boy, yeah, this is a huge call here.
If they decided...
Wow, and they do say it is going to be an over and back and a turnover by the Panthers.
I was going to say, Royal Valley had the arrow in case they just couldn't come to a decision.
Your ref says to Chris Brown, if he's the last one to touch it, it's backcourt. It's hard to tell from our vantage point up here. It's just really hard to tell. I thought it was deflected. I was thinking it was going to play on. I wasn't expecting over and back, but that is a huge turnover by Royal Valley. And the Blue Jays get it back, leading 58-52 with just over 3 minutes to go. And Bauman shot no good, and I think he drew it on the shot. And Bauman's going to shoot two.
Yeah, he's going to get two either way because that was foul number 10 to put them in the double bonus. So I think Coach Brown's so upset because they didn't really talk about it for that long. Let's see if Bauman can capitalize making getting two free throws here.
So Franks picks up his third. Bauman hits the free throw. He's now into double digits with 10. So you got four players in double figures for the Blue Jays, led by Roki with 17. 59-52, now 60-52. So that's a huge swing. Think if that's not called on the over and back, and the Panthers get a bucket there. That's essentially a four-point swing late in a close game. And the Panthers now, time is starting to become an issue. Under 3 minutes to go, they're down 8. You know Sabetha's certainly going to slow things down. every time they get the ball. Here's a tough drive and a much-needed bucket. How about that move from Preston Ross? He's got 14.
Yeah, and he's been very impressive in the second half. Him and Rookie have been going back and forth, trading some buckets.
60-54, a six-point lead for the Blue Jays. 2.5 minutes to go, and there's a somewhat ticky-tack foul on McKenzie. That's going to be his third. Stops the clock at 2:31. Double bonus time for the Blue Jays. Two free throws coming up here for the one guy you don't want to put on the line, and that's Matthew Garber.
And this is where Sabetha has to be good the rest of the way. They're going to have to ice this game away at the free throw line.
Well, if you want one guy to ice it, you want it to be Matthew Garber. Now 3-for-4 tonight. He's got 17 to tie his counterpart in Roki. He is now 14 of 16 here early on this season at the line. Add another. 18 for Matthew Garber. The lead is 8. 62-54. Under 2.5 minutes to go. Panthers down. They need some points. Once again, it's Ross. Pulls up and hits. Preston Ross doing everything he can to keep the Panthers in it. 62-56, 2:15 to go. Pulled a little midi there from the free throw line and cashed it with ease.
And 16 now for Preston Ross. 12 this half.
Here's Garber, splits a couple defenders and takes it to the rack and lays it in. 20 in the game for Matthew Garber and a timeout for Scott Berger. It is a full timeout, but heck, we'll keep it right here. 1:59 to go. 64-56. Boy, regardless of what happens the final 2 minutes, this one has been very entertaining tonight.
It has been extremely entertaining and very fun to watch. I mean, both teams, you can see it, obviously, coming out here and just pretty much playing everything they've got out there. And it's only the third game for both teams. This season, you think about something like that, you usually see it, you know, later in the season when it truly matters down the stretch. But we're seeing a phenomenal game here. And Royal Valley is showing us, hey, don't count us, you know, you guys have said it, don't count us out this year. Just because we lost all those guys from the season ago, we still think we have a fighting chance to compete in this league this season and possibly maybe knock everybody else off and go for another league championship this year.
Yeah, and you mentioned, and Trenton, you mentioned it as well, again, Royal Valley showing that, again, a couple of wins early on. Both these teams are 2-0. Panthers have beat Jackson Heights and Jeff West here early on, and we had Sabetha as the top team coming in. Royal Valley losing 5 senior starters that got all the way to the state championship game that averaged 65 points per couple, you know, playing sports at the next level and very good athletes. And again, you really weren't sure what you were going to get, but I think we're seeing right now that this Royal Valley team, very scrappy. They got some good pieces, very impressed with Preston Ross tonight, doing everything he can to keep his team in it. But a big possession here out of the timeout. Panthers with it, going from left to right. They're down 64-56 with a minute 50 to go. You need a bucket here. Here's Verada, gets to the elbow, stops there, and he is going to be fouled by Marcus Bauman.
Going to get him in the bonus. It's going to be 1-1 for Verada.
So you need to make these free throws. 11 points for the 5'10 senior guard, Grayson Verada. 64-56, 1:45 to go, and the free throw is good.
Well, he's had a quiet 10 points, averaging 12 points coming in the game. He's at 10 now with that free throw making. One guy maybe, if you will, you wanted to score a little bit more tonight, but, you know, Marcus Bauman's done a great job. He knocks down the second one. Bauman's done a great job defending him most of the night.
64-58 with 1:40 to go. Panthers just hanging around here late. Garber around a screen. He was kind of doubled. Now they flash. Now the Blue Jays again with the six-point lead. 90 seconds to go. And a foul's going to be called against Aiden McKenzie. That's his fourth. And now again, it doesn't look like Matthew Garber is going to surrender this ball. You're going to need to throw 2-3 defenders at him because, again, I'm sure Scott Berger wants his best free throw shooter at the line, and he wants the ball in his hands late.
Yeah, they're essentially going to live or die with Matthew Garber at the free throw line to decide this ball game is pure swish.
Well, after we jinxed him on his first free throw attempt, he has made 5 straight and has 21 points tonight. A 6-foot senior guard, unanimous all league, and certainly going to do it again this year. He makes them both. 22 in the game, 66-58. Time running out here for the Panthers, down 8. Here's Ross, drive, a little pull up from 10, got it. Preston Ross, impressive tonight with 18, 66-60. Sabetha by 6 with 1:15 to go. Here is Garber again. He has quickly flashed a double team, nearly turns it over, gets it off to McAfee. McAfee gets it back. You'd think they'd want to foul him. Instead, it's off to the hands of Marcus Bauman with a minute to go. Bauman decides to pull. He misses the shot. Rebound collected by McAfee. And now Garber has it. Second chance opportunity, 50 seconds to go. He's surrounded by three white jerseys. Still drive and draw the foul.
That's going to foul McKenzie. He got bailed out by the offensive rebound, but a questionable shot by Bauman when he could just try and get fouled, but he gets bailed out with the offensive rebound. It's going to be the second Little Valley player fouled, and they still have two guys with four with Ross and Marotta, so two starters have fouled out already.
Boy, again, the Panthers battling tough. Very impressive. Preston Ross, he has made bucket after bucket here in the second half, keeping the Panthers in it. As Jackson Stevens, a sophomore, sees action for the first time tonight. Second game for him for Royal Valley. As again, McKenzie fouled out. Garber makes the free throw. 23 in the game for Matthew Garber. 67-60 Sabetha with 47 seconds to go. Garber, such a pure stroke. 24 for him. 68-60 Sabetha, 43 seconds to go. Here's Barada, splits a couple, gets all the way in. Little scoop layup attempt, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in, and a quick timeout.
Yeah, that's Royal Valley's last time. I was about to say,
the full as well.
It's going to be time for Royal Valley to start chucking the three ball. I mean, you can't be trading twos and sending Matthew Garber to line to ice the game away. You're just trading buckets, essentially. You got to start chucking the three ball a little bit here.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 68-62, Sabetha by six. 36 seconds to go. Impressed with this Royal Valley team here tonight. Every time, I'm telling you, seems like the Panthers have needed a bucket. They've gotten it, but again, just a little bit extra distance between the two, which it's not over yet, but Sabetha is certainly doing their job hitting their free throws here down the stretch.
And I'll just throw out an idea or thought. If you're Coach Chris Brown, if you're telling your players, you know Sabetha wants to try to get to Garber on the inbound.
Foul.
And you don't want to foul him. Do you foul somebody like maybe Noel Niehaus, Maxie, somebody like that before the inbound? That's something you got to think about. So we'll see what Coach Chris Brown decides to tell his players to do, because you just said it, they're out of timeouts. You can't let him get the ball in, let him waste any time, especially if it's Matthew Garber, because if you put him at the line, he could essentially put this game away.
Yeah, it's going to be Jackson Stevens that's going to foul. Whoever he's guarding, he's probably going to tell him to guard McAfee or Niehaus, but he's a guy that just came into the game. He has no fouls. You know, you can use every single foul for him in his last 36 seconds. You're going to try and get him to foul someone.
Michael to throw it in, and they do get it into Garber with ease. Garber working across the floor with a double team with 30 seconds to go. Dribbles around everyone. His layup is no good. McAfee gets the rebound, and he's fouled. So interesting decision as Garber drove. And the foul is on Murata, and now he is the third player to foul out for Royal Valley. 68-62, Sabetha by six. We're down to 27 seconds to go.
And Preston Ross has four, but if you want to talk about all the fouls, Daniel Coleman, the other starter, has zero fouls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have all these guys, starters with five, three guys fouled, and the other guy has four. The other guy doesn't even have a foul yet. McAfee misses the first, so it's going to give a little bit of a chance here. Royal Valley can go down and hit a quick three.
Well, McAfee's 0 for 4 tonight at the line. That'd be the guy you'd want to foul at this point. And he missed the second. 25 seconds to go. It's a 6-point game. Holman pulls it right side for three. In and out, no good. Battle for the rebound inside. Ball still on the floor. Ripping it away. Ross has it. He'll drive. Layup good. 20 for Ross. 8 seconds to go. They get it into Garber, and he's fouled.
Yeah, that's great that Preston Ross did that, but it killed a lot of time, and it's only a 2-point shot, which keeps it at a 4-point game.
I think the Panthers are just going to run out of time. They needed an extra 60 seconds here in the fourth, but what an effort here in the fourth quarter. Garber a chance to essentially ice the game. It's a 4-point lead, 68-64. 7 seconds to go. Nobody on the line here for the Blue Jays. Everyone back. Garber having a monster night. And he continues now with 25 in the game. 9 straight he has made from the stripe. Does he miss it? Did I jinx him? 22?
I don't think
we've done it a couple times.
I was going to say at this point, I don't think it matters if he squishes it.
I would have bet my house that he was going to make that free throw. 26. It's a 72-64 lead. And the ball gets deflected out of bounds. Panthers keep, but just 3 seconds to go.
You pretty much have to immediately put this shot up. You're going to have to get a three here. And immediately put it up, hope it falls. But I don't know if there's enough time.
For correction, 70-64. There's the three, tipped up no good. Rebound for Roki, and that will do it. Sabetha got a heck of a fight from this Panthers team tonight, but the Blue Jays win it 70-64. We got a lot to dissect here when we come back. Our postgame show is next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Sabetha sweeps it. Boys win the nightcap 70-64. Talk about it next when we come back here on Kansaland Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Nothing is more important around the holidays than food and family. Let Garrett Country Mart and Sabetha help you with your holiday greeting or gift for that hard-to-buy person. They offer custom fruit baskets, gift cards, or even special selections of meat. And if you have a holiday gathering or party coming up, see the deli slash bakery for a wide variety of meat and cheese trays, cookie trays, and fresh baked breads. The deli can also prepare for a full holiday meal with options like special season prime rib, steak, or lobster baskets. And they can smoke your turkey. All the staff at Garrett Country Mart and Sabetha would like to thank their loyal customers and wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's Service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
Wouldn't it be nice to find a bank with all the services the big banks offer, but with personal service of a small-town bank? You have found it at Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha. We pride ourselves in providing personal banking and also have modern technology needed in today's world. You are not just another customer to us. You are our neighbors and friends. If you are looking for that in a bank, please come see us. We would be happy to sit down with you and discuss your banking needs. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Boy, what a good one in the nightcap tonight. Sabetha holds on here at Royal Valley to help with the sweep. 70-64, the final score as we're just kind of wrapping things up here. Brandon, Colin back in studio, Trenton, Logan. This one was a lot of fun tonight, boys. We walked into this one not really sure what we were going to get from this Royal Valley team with the production that they lost. Five senior starters a year ago that got them all the way to a state championship game and not much experience returning. But they had won their first two games. This was by far and away their toughest test. And I think they proved a lot of people, or to a lot of people, including us up here, that regardless of what they lost, Royal Valley's still going to be a tough out night in and night out.
Yeah, and I mean, Murata had 15. He fouled out. Coleman had 12. He really impressed me tonight. He's a guy that came out shooting. You know, you got to have that some nights. Preston Ross had 20. He had 4 fouls. Torres had 10 points. But he fouled out with like 4 minutes to go in the game. So, these guys that were probably JV or backup to those starters last year, reserve players, definitely have the talent. And like I said, when you have Chris Brown as your coach, he's going to coach you up. He's a great coach, and he's won a lot. He's won three straight titles, state runner-up last year, won a state title at Jackson Heights. Before coming here, he's a great coach. But, man, Sabetha, we knew it. They're going to be the top of the league, and they proved it tonight.
How about Matt Garber tonight? 26 points, back-to-back 26 points game. You saw him drop a 26-burger against Wamego, and he comes right back. He was 10 of 11, really iced the game in the fourth quarter at the line. I forgot. You're the one that jinxed him, right? That's why.
Yeah, I'm the one that jinxed him. Okay. You jinxed Roki.
I jinxed Roki on a free throw. He had made four straight, so we're talking about announcer jinx, whether you believe it or not. And we'll see. But nonetheless, impressive tonight. Again, fouls kind of piled up for both teams. You know, in the first half, Blue Jays were just 2 of 6. At the free throw line, didn't get there much. How about 19 for 24 in the second half, 21 of 30 in the game. Again, every time Panthers kind of threw a punch, you know, Sabetha just able to make the winning plays and ice it here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and Brandon, we were talking. You know, you just alluded to it. Matthew Garber had 26 points tonight, and I'm just looking at your guys' sheets here. Brandon, you have that Matthew went 10 of 11 from the free throw line as well tonight. Here's what's crazy.
He was 0 for 1 in the first half and 10 for 10 in the second half.
And here's what's crazy about that. Sabetha just played Tuesday night against Wamigo. Matthew Garber had 26 points. At the free throw line, he went 9 of 9 in that game total. So he has really turned it on from a season ago. You think 2 years ago, he played a decent amount on varsity, but you didn't really look at him as a scorer that much. He has improved so much from his sophomore year that you got to look at him possibly as maybe the best guard, if not the top guard in this Big 7 league. And I still look at it as for Sabetha. If Matt Garber gets going, this team can do whatever they want to do, and they can beat whoever they want to beat.
Again, they're the number 3 ranked team in Class 3A in the first regular season rankings from the KBCA. Again, the one thing you just look at with this team, 1 through 6, you got your starters, which all match their starting five with any team in 3A, and I would think Sabetha is going to be able to compete, no doubt about it. They're just not deep. They only play 7. Yeah. We did see an 8th player get in tonight. That was Jacob Grimm. You're not going to see this team go much deeper than that. That's really the one concern I would have for them because, again, in a game like this where it's close, fouls are being called, you know, if you get a guy like Garber into foul trouble, a guy like Roki or McAfee, and then you really kind of go into the deep parts of those benches where a lot of guys don't play as much, that's really the only issue I would have.
Yeah, and here's what's kind of ironic, I guess, if you want to say if there's no better way to say it, think about a team that kind of happened to last year. You know, Sabetha, they don't have a lot. You only play really 2 subs. Obviously, that 8th had to come in because of some foul trouble tonight for the Blue Jays, but you really only play 7 total guys. A team that kind of did that last year, Royal Valley. Think about that. All their 5 starters, and Murata came off the bench and Coleman came off the bench. You didn't really hear about too many other people off the bench for the Panthers.
That's true.
So Sabetha kind of mirroring what Royal Valley did last season, but we'll see. Obviously, you know, we talked about it, Royal Valley. They took 2nd at state last year. Sabetha, they have it on their heads and in their minds that they're going to try to go to state this year and try to do what Royal Valley couldn't do last year, and that's try to win it all.
Sabetha went 18-5 a year ago. 3 of their 5 losses was to this Royal Valley team, including a 1-point loss in a sub-state championship. So certainly I think the Blue Jays are thinking about that from a year ago. But they got a heck of a fight from this Panthers team tonight. Blue Jays scored 44 points in the second half after they had just 26 in the first half. Again, a lot of that was from the free throw line. They were 19-24 in the second half from the stripe. But we see how this team can explode as they had 4 in double figures, led by Matthew Garber with 26. Let's dive down the numbers here. Stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. And we'll start with the Blue Jays, who improved to 3-0 and now 1-0 in Big 7 league play. Again, 26 for Matthew Garber tonight. A couple of rebounds, 10 of 11 from the free throw line. He missed his first and then hits 10 straight. In the second half, really most of those in the fourth quarter to help ice that game. Others in double figures, Davis Roki, a big night, 17 points and 7 rebounds. He had 15 of his 17 in the second half. Double-double for Christian McAfee, 12 points and 12 rebounds. By the way, these are the unofficial numbers from the game tonight. And then also Marcus Bauman. A lot of these guys exploded in the second half. Bauman had 11, 9 of which in the second half. He was 4 for 5 at the line. And then 2 points apiece from Niehaus and also Preston Michael, as 6 of the 8 players who played tonight for the Blue Jays find the scorebook. Again, Garber leading the way with 26. For the Panthers, who dropped their first of the year, 2-1 now overall and 1-1 in league play. They score 34 points in the second half. They were led by Preston Ross. I'll tell you what real quick. That kid was impressive in the fourth quarter. Every time you felt like Royal Valley needed a bucket, that was the guy they were going to. He was taking guys off the dribble, pulling up from 15. I think he made 3 or 4 straight buckets in the fourth quarter. Preston Ross, impressive tonight with 20. 15 from Trayson Murata. He did foul out late in that game. They also had 10 points and 4 rebounds from Ian Torres, who was their leading scorer coming in. He was also a player that fouled out in this game. And then I skipped over, apologies, to Daniel Coleman, who had 12 points and 7 rebounds, had a couple of 3s in the game as well. They got 3 from Aiden McKenzie, 2 from Lucas Franks, also 2 points from Connor Hamas. Rebounding numbers big for Sabetha in the second half. They do win the rebound margin here tonight, 28-16. Royal Valley, again, these are unofficial, but I had Royal Valley for just 6 second-half rebounds. Not going to get it done got a rebound at a better clip, but 28-16, the rebound advantage for the Blue Jays tonight. Both teams fairly good in the turnover department, 10 for Sabetha, 12 for Royal Valley. And both teams pretty darn good from the line. I mentioned Sabetha 19-24 in the second half, 21-30 in the game. How about Royal Valley 17-19 at the line tonight? So both teams hit their free throws. This one was fun. I think we're going to see a lot of games like this in the Big 7 this year. And very, very entertaining game.
Yeah, just a quick score update. And another Big 7 league game, you just said it. Some great Big 7 league games we could see this year. This was an on-league matchup. Centralia, they knock off Hiawatha in the boys' game 50-49.
So Centralia is 3-0. They're also a top-five team in 1A Division 1. Hiawatha was coming off an impressive win at Troy on Tuesday in a game where they turned it over 31 times and still won the game. They really did it from the free throw line. We had that game for you on KNZA, but so that means Hiawatha drops to 1-2. They're still waiting for their first Big 7 tilt of the year. Royal Valley again drops to 2-1 overall, 1-1 in league play. Sabetha improves to 3-0, now 1-0 in league play. Final thoughts from both before we wrap things up here tonight. I guess just overall thoughts again, your side here. And we'll start. One of you two? No, you were pointing at each other, so I'm confused here. So
I'll take it. I mean, I talked to you a little bit before the game. I was like, this probably is going to be a little bit of a beatdown, right? Because Royal Valley lost all that talent and Sabetha, you know, top three team in the state and 3A. And you kind of agreed with me a little bit. And Royal Valley surprised us, and I think Royal Valley is going to be a team that probably finishes in the top half of the Big 7 this year, if not the top three. I could see them probably unseating Holton or maybe beating Perry, surprising them a time or two. And it'll be interesting to see the rematch at Sabetha later in the season between these two teams. But Sabetha was as advertised, man. They use their length and explosiveness, and they have like four different guys that can get you double digits every single night, and you're not going to lose a lot of ball games like that. So impressive game tonight on both sides.
And what about you? You can even extend back to the girls' game. Blue Jays sweep it here tonight. Girls were impressive, 41-23 against Royal Valley in our first game here tonight. So just kind of mixing and matching with both. Again, Sabetha, two teams that are ranked and two wins for them tonight.
Yeah, and guys, I just sit here and I think, you think about the girls' game and then you think about the guys' game as well. And I'm just looking right above us sitting here. You have every single school in this Big 7 league listed up here on the wall here in the Panthers gym. You also have the name of the league right above us as well. You take a look at that and you say, is there even another league around here that compares to what this league does to each other every single night, week in, week out? Doesn't matter what sport you think about, football. It's anybody can win in this league situation. Doesn't matter if it's home or away games for any sport, whether it's girls, boys. This league is dominant from the top to the bottom. Even when teams like, you think about Hiawatha, their football season got off pretty good. They lost some guys due to injury. Otherwise, what could they have been in football this season? I mean, this team, they just beat up on each other, or this league, excuse me, just beats up on one another throughout the entire year. And it makes teams better, especially for the next, years to come for the younger kids who are going to be stepping up into those starter roles or maybe into more of a factor for their team. But this league, I just don't see another league to compare to it.
And like Perry, I was thinking about Perry and Sabetha aren't in the same sub-state.
Yeah.
And 3A, and you know, Holden's in 4A, and there's some fluctuating going on. But like, you see Sabetha and Perry boys both go to state. They're not even in the same sub-state. So could see multiple teams like in football in different classes, but yeah, going to the state tournament perhaps.
And another quick one to your point, Trenton, you think about the girls' side too. You got Silver Lake. Silver Lake's not in this league, but Sabetha, you know, you can see both of them in the same at state because they're both in separate sub-states this season as well because Perry hosts their sub-state. Sabetha is at the Marysville sub-state this year. So, I mean, it's who wants it most type of situation, and we're going to get our answer, you know, I would say sooner rather than later.
Well, it's still very early in the season. We're still in December. We still got a couple of weeks until the holiday break, and a sweep tonight for Sabetha. Girls winning it here at Royal Valley, 41-23. Boys win the nightcap, 70-64. So again, up next for both, for Sabetha, Tuesday,